Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tuesday's edition of All Subjects Everything. I am your host, Chris Stevens. Hopefully, if you're on the East Coast, like the rest of us, or like a few of us listening to this show, you're getting through this snowy weather, okay? If this is your first time tuning in, All Subjects Everything is an internet interactive radio show. When we are live on the air, you can call in with a question or comment at 661-554-9194. You can also check us out in the Blog Talk Radio Network chat room, as a few of my esteemed listeners like to do from time to time. Or if you have me follow along via Twitter, just use the All Subjects Everything hashtag. And remember, if you can't catch us live, we're available on iTunes. You can go to the iTunes store, search for All Subjects Everything under podcast, download the shows for free. While you're there on the iTunes page, rate us from 1 star to 5 stars. Write a little review. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear and see in future shows, and we will do our very best to accommodate you. And for you smartphone users, All Subjects Everything is available on the Stitcher mobile app. You can download Stitcher to your smartphone. Search for All Subjects Everything there. Take us with you in the car, the gym, the office, wherever you want to get in on the conversation. And don't forget to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/AllSubjectsEverything. That's all one word. You can like our show page, and there you'll find past show links and news and updates is what we're working on, and we're trying to turn it into a forum. We will ask questions, have poll topics. You guys can talk amongst yourselves. We'll jump in here and there every now and then, and that will help us to develop a better show. Okay, so part two of the fallout from Super Bowl 50, and we talked pretty much about the game yesterday. Obviously, if you haven't really been paying attention, the Denver Broncos picked up their third Super Bowl all time and the second for quarterback Peyton Manning, beating Carolina 24-10 on Sunday. And we talked about, you know, how the Denver defense had Cam Newton frazzled, but I don't think Cam was really expecting the media firestorm that he got, you know, after, you know, heading into the locker room after probably the biggest loss of his life. And probably, you know, the only time he's really felt absolutely, you know, overpowered on a football field, I should say. So, you know, they make the, I mean, it's NFL rule, you know, you make guys available to the media, and of course, you know, Cam Newton being the face of the Carolina Panthers and the best player in the league right now, of course, he has to do the press conference. And one thing we've noticed about Cam Newton is that he's not a particularly good loser. Not a lot of people are, though. Not a lot of people are. But for Cam to kind of sort of, you know, pout and sulk through it all, you know, really made people mad. But I know worse losers in life. I for a fact am one of them. Like there's nothing worse than, you know, feeling like you came up short, and then, you know, people all up in your face ask you the same questions as to why, how, who, when, what, where, you know, so on and so forth. It's very, very irritating. It's very, very irritating. And for Cam, you know, he got, and he's been ripped apart in the 2 days since. Like, you know, he's been called out by everybody. But there are some, I mean, there's some funny call outs in there. I mean, you've got Bill Romanowski, the dirtiest player to ever play in the National Football League, who usually took his aggression out on black players. And then you have Rob Lowe, who, of course, you know, made a sex tape with a 16-year-old back in the day, you know, calling Cam classless and all of this other stuff. And I'm like, it's good to be white. Because only certain types of people can get away with saying what a person can feel and how a black person should act in public. Like, seriously? You're going to sit here and tell me that because he didn't give the media the answers they wanted, and granted, I'm going to get into, you know, a little personal experience, you know, with this sort of thing in a second. But for everybody to just, you know, have their code words out, you know, classless, you know, thug, spoiled brat, sore loser, none of us are stupid. None of us are stupid. None of us are stupid. We know what you're trying to say. And especially Romanowski using the word boy. And he claims he didn't know the racial implications behind calling a black man boy. And I call bullshit. He knew. And he's not fooling anybody. But for Cam to, you know, this is going to reflect poorly on him. I'll agree with some people that, you know, he needs to, you know, step up and, you know, be a better sport and be, you know, quote unquote more professional. Because, I mean, granted, you know, when you're 15 and one and everything is going right, you win two playoff games in, you know, considerably, you know, convincing fashion, you know, you don't think the ride's going to end. You don't think, you know, you're going to play your worst game of the year in the biggest game of the year. Nobody thinks that. Cam Newton certainly didn't think it. Like, I don't think Cam Newton really, in all of the nervousness and all of his wildest dreams, imagined that he would have probably the worst game of his life on the biggest stage of them all. And not all of it was his fault. Give credit to the Denver defense. You know, Wade Phillips had a phenomenal plan. He had two really, really speedy pass rushers to pull it off, because you need that kind of speed on the defensive line if you're going to blitz Cam Newton every down. And he got away with it because he got two of the fastest pass rushers in the league right now, and DeMarcus Ware and Super Bowl MVP Von Miller. Give him that. But just everybody feeling like, you know, Cam owes them, you know, this great speech about humility and, you know, being a great sport and all of that. I mean, granted, you know, we've seen people of different colors walk out of press conferences before cussing at media members, and they really don't get the same sort of, you know, backlash and harangue that Cam does. And it's just foolish to me. And this is coming from somebody who's been in the media on and off for over a decade. I've covered high school sports, once again, on and off, you know, one foot in, one foot out sometimes, for the last 10 years. There are some coaches and players, and coaches, you know, high school coaches, they're a funny breed. You know, some of them are very gregarious and outgoing and will give you everything you need, and there are some high school coaches who just do not want to talk to you whatsoever. And then you've got teenagers, the athletes. Teenagers are a funny bunch anyway. It's in their makeup. It's in their DNA. They're still developing. They're still growing. They're still trying to, you know, adjust to these new bodies, this new personality, and, you know, feeling like, you know, that nobody understands. So I've done my share of, you know, asking, you know, yes and no questions just to kind of, you know, lead them into responses. But not anything, you know, stupid or, you know, anything that would make a coach or a player walk away. Ask smarter questions. Ask pointed questions. It's really not that hard. But there are some difficult people out there, you know. There are difficult coaches. There are difficult players. You know, you just At that point, you have to work with what you have or move around and find somebody else that will give you a better quote. It's really not that hard. It's really not that hard. I promise you it's not. But we'll be talking about this probably up until the Panthers win a Super Bowl, which could come as early as next year or the year after that. But I'm not one of these people that's going to sit here and, you know, just totally beat up on Cam Newton because it's the end thing to do. Like, I was team dad from the jump because I don't have a football team anymore. I told you I quit the Cleveland Browns months ago. So it's not really one of those things where I'm like, I'm just going to go ahead and jump on Cam now because it's the end thing to do. But, you know, yeah, he can learn better. He's going to learn from this. But I'm not going to sit here and, you know, let people off the hook for, you know, for their racism and ignorance either, because that's not the way we do it around here. Cam needs to learn, you know, how to, you know, be a little more gracious in defeat. And some of y'all need to learn that black people and black athletes in general don't owe you squat. Simple as that. Moving on to the second part of our show, and it was a black girls winning weekend, you know, from a musical and cultural standpoint. Before we even got to the Super Bowl, I think Beyonce and Missy Elliott, we'll go with Missy's song first because, you know, Missy Elliott is the patron saint of the different black girl. You know, everything Missy's done throughout her entire career, writing songs, producing, dancing, singing, rapping, you know, she's a five-star talent. And she did it without being, like, you know, a diva or, you know, a supermodel or anything. She was just Missy. And that resonated with a lot of black girls who felt like they didn't have a place or felt like they didn't have a niche to, you know, fit in. Missy Elliott created one for black girls who were different, markedly different, you know, whether it be, you know, heavy set, you know, or just, you know, not exactly tomboyish, but not exactly, you know, girly girl. Missy filled a lane just by being herself, and that's why so many people love her to this day, because she stayed true to herself throughout everything. And in a career that's going on 20 years, we'll probably look back whenever, you know, Missy's done as, you know, a landmark, you know, musician, black, pop, hip-hop, R&B, whatever you want to call it. So she's been dropping joints, you know, on the low, you know, where they from, you know, was banging, burning up the radio. And this next one I'm about to play for you guys, if you haven't heard it already, if you know anybody that's in a band, you know, high school or college, you can probably expect them to be learning this over the summer. So here is Missy Elliott's brand new joint that she debuted over the weekend on Sunday morning, actually, called Pep Rally. Right here on All Subjects Everything.
Uptown, downtown, everywhere we get down, it's about to go down. Are you ready? Are you mobbed? Get set, let's go. It goes left foot, it goes right foot, it goes left foot, it goes right foot. Hit the wall, touch them toes, turn around like it's gold. Back it up, so you know you got control.
Let me hit you with that.
Let me shake my jelly. Jumping and thumping, man, I got the crowd yelling. Get it, kick it, kick it, kick it, there's no telling. Oh, 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 you better move, Ellen. I got a right foot. It goes left foot. It goes right foot. Catch the wall, touch them toes, turn around like it's gold. Back it up, so you know you're
in
control.
Hit you with that.
Turn around. Team be winning, get your score on.
Subjects, everything, and as you can hear, you know, it's a band type of song. Like, it's made for the drums. It's made, you know, for, you know, the dance troupe. You know, it's made for a party, pretty much, an outdoor party. You know, if you ever been to a black college homecoming or a high school football game, you know that. You know, the band, you know, more often than not will take precedence over the game on the field. And so I can promise you that every black college band from my alma mater, Delaware State University, to Howard, to Hampton, to Morgan State, to Lincoln, to Bowie, to Southern, Grambling, Texas Southern, Prairie View, Alabama State, Bethune-Cookman, Florida, A&M, Clark Atlanta, all of these bands are going to be learning Pep Rally, and they will incorporate that song into their routines for the coming football season. I guarantee it. I absolutely guarantee it. And that's just a testament to, you know, how much of a chameleon Missy is. Like, she can just make any type of song, you know, whether she's rapping or singing, because where they're from is pretty much, you know, like a house joint. It is a house music kind of song. And then Missy brought it back to the hood for Pep Rally, or brought it back to the band room in the hood. You get the picture. And for her to, you know, just keep, you know, herself in the public eye, you know, without, I mean, there's been no drama, there's been no sex scandals, there's been no, you know, police issues with Missy. Missy just does what she does. She makes music. She has a blast doing it. She's humble. She's grateful. But deep down inside, she has to know that she's going to go down as one of the goats of this whole music thing. Man or woman, black, white, hip-hop, R&B, pop, whatever. Missy's just everything to a lot of different people. And you got to respect the hell out of her talent and her skill. And that's why, you know, Pep Rally will probably become an all subjects everything favorite. As you know, that'll probably be like bumper music from here to whenever we sign off, which probably will be never. So, and then moving on now, we move on to the second, you know, All Subjects Everything debut. And this song really needs the video behind it, but, you know, you guys are good with the Google and the YouTube. You can look up the video for it. But Beyonce dropped a surprise the day before her Super Bowl appearance with Coldplay and Bruno Mars when she literally took over the show. And that is her newest single called Formation. Now, the song itself, you know, addresses, you know, a lot of the Illuminati stuff, you know, people talking smack about her daughter Blue Ivy's hair, which I think is way out of bounds anyway. And, you know, it's a black, I mean, the video itself really, you know, is a flag in the ground from Beyonce. Like, I am a rich black woman who does not need your white approval. And the song, you know, pretty much, you know, kind of sort of, you know, addresses all the foolishness, you know, like, you know, they really try to make Beyonce Michael Jackson in, you know, in a weird way. Like, you know, a lot of the tabloids used to call Wacko Jacko and all of that. Like, they just try to make Beyonce to be this mythical, bizarre, eccentric figure when she's just a country woman who does keep her life private. You got to respect it. But she takes time out to address the haters and, uplift black people and black women in general on formation. So we're going to go ahead and blast this one right now. So here's formation on all subjects, everything.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag.
Buy and sell every one of your white asses. Not necessarily like that, but you know, that's pretty much, you know, what she's saying is that I don't, you know, it's what the Black Lives Matter movement has been saying forever, and this was be it before I sign off. We're not saying, you know, we want to harm white people. We just want to live our lives and exist without, you know, prejudice. It's pretty much all that, you know, we've ever asked for, you know, when we talk about stop shooting us and Black Lives Matter and this, that, and the other. But Beyonce, you know, she came with it. And, of course, she announced the tour today. Her fans are going crazy. So I'm looking forward to seeing where Beyonce goes with this new direction. If Formation is any indication, it's going to be very interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to All Subjects Everything today. Greatly appreciate your time. If you missed us live, blogtalkradio.com/Chris Stevens on air. iTunes, All Subjects Everything, same thing for Stitcher Mobile. Y'all enjoy your Tuesday until we talk tomorrow. Y'all be good or be good at it. Yeah.